The World This Week, Politics.
As delegates haggled over the final drafts at the UN COP26 climate change summit in Glasgow, America and China issued a joint declaration to work together to reduce emissions. The two countries said they were committed to keeping the increase in Earth's mean surface temperature to well below 2 degrees Celsius compared with pre-industrial levels. China said it would come up with a national plan to curb methane emissions. Belarus kept dumping migrants at the border with Poland and barring them at gunpoint from retreating. It has been luring them onto flights from the Middle East with false promises of easy passage to the European Union. The migrants cannot enter Poland and with winter coming may soon freeze. The despotic regime of Alexander Lukashenko apparently hopes to cause another political crisis in the EU about refugees. Poland has sent 15,000 troops to the area. Mr. Biden was able to claim a big victory when the House of Representatives at last passed his $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The bill had seemed in peril when left-wing Democrats insisted that welfare legislation should come up for a vote at the same time. NASA pushed back its planned mission to land astronauts on the moon, its first since 1972, by at least a year to 2025. A lawsuit brought by Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin over the contract awarded to SpaceX to build the moon lander was one reason for the delay. A judge recently dismissed the suit. Daniel Ortega, the authoritarian president of Nicaragua, won a fourth consecutive term. Joe Biden called the election a pantomime. Over the past 6 months, Mr. Ortega has imprisoned some of his potential opponents and forced others to flee. Many hundreds of ordinary people who have protested against his regime in the past remain behind bars. Chile's Chamber of Deputies approved impeachment proceedings against Sebastián Piñera after leaked documents raised more questions about a mining deal that the president's family signed during his first term in 2010. He denies wrongdoing. But the opposition will struggle to obtain the two-thirds majority needed to impeach Mr. Piñera formally in the Senate. Thailand's constitutional court ruled that three activists who called for reforms to the country's monarchy during protests last year were guilty of attempting to overthrow the king. The court focused on whether the speeches were constitutional, so no penalty was imposed, but the ruling will stifle debate about the monarchy's role.